This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Need for an information repository in the Espanola Valley as part of NMED hazardous waste permit for land. In a little more than 2 weeks, the New Mexico Environment Department will hold a public hearing about the draft hazardous waste permit for Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. This is the first time in over 20 years that a formal hearing has been held about the permit. The hearing will begin on Monday, April 5th at 9 a.m. at the Santa Fe Community College Hamus Rooms. It is currently scheduled to last for 2 weeks. Most of the parties believe that more time will be needed because of the complexity of the issues, the number of witnesses who will present technical testimony, and the amount of public interest in the permit. The current permit was issued in 1989 and expired in 1999. It has been administratively extended by the Environment Department for the last 11 years. The draft 10-year permit only addresses hazardous waste operations at four technical areas, which include the old Chemistry and Metallurgy Research Building, the Radioactive Liquid Waste Treatment Facility, the Facility Radioactive Waste Dump, including Area G, and the Plutonium Facility. The hazardous waste regulations require LANL to establish an information repository. Early drafts of the permit required LANL to establish both a physical and virtual or electronic information repository, yet the latest draft of the permit, which will be the subject of the hearing, only requires a virtual repository. This is an important step for the downwind community of Espanola. Many in the Espanola Valley are working to make sure a physical repository is again required in the permit and that it be located in the valley. For many, it is a matter of restorative justice. It includes education to inform the surrounding communities about the who, what, and where they are impacted by, from the operations at LANL, the military and nuclear industry, and how to make comments and decisions that address the issues. Marian Naranjo, executive director of Honor Our Pueblo Existence, which is based at Santa Clara Pueblo, said, quote, "The vision for the repository is that it will contain permit documents, regulations, and maps, as well as computers, printers, and a copier. It will provide a venue for people to become familiar with the complexity of the LANL site, and there will be opportunities for all who are interested to learn more about the permit, the permitting process, the compliance order on consent, and the databases that contain historic and current environmental sampling results," end quote. For more information about the hearing, please visit the New Mexico Environment Department website and search for the LANL permit. Also, please visit the CCNS website and sign up to receive updates about the hearing at www.nuclearactive.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again or to make a donation, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.